RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
We are joined. Welcoming Shai Blakeney to the show, and he's the co-founder of the Integrity Treatment Program. He's a rabbinic student, a perpetual learner, spiritual counselor. Shai, how you doing? And let us get right into why finding the right treatment for addiction matters.
Got it. I'm chilling. That's number one. here's my experience. My partner and I opened up a treatment center, sober community, and the question we asked after we opened, after the first week, we both have children. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I had to send my kid somewhere, where would I send my kid? You know, and I mm-hmm. look at him and I smiled and I said, you know, that's I would send my kid here. And that's the importance of it, right? I mean, the importance of it is finding a place that you can trust. Now, how you find a place you can trust, you know, not a perfect place, but a place you can trust is I think kind of difficult. I think it's much like the medical field where, you know, you can't just go to any doctor. Like you have to have an active role in what you're looking for. And in terms of treatment, what that means is finding like one person that really understands the field of treatment, if you can, and having that go-to person educate you on what's happening in the treatment world so that you can be informed. Now, the other piece is if you're thinking about sending a loved one to treatment or you're thinking about getting treatment yourself, that you call and you talk to the people who are actually on the floor and doing the work, and you feel those people out and you give them tough questions, you know, and you figure out what questions to ask. So that you can really know who it is that's going to be working with you and connecting you and helping you, connecting to you and helping
you. Absolutely. And what kind of energy the place has. And also to connect with someone live, I think, is important so that you feel safe. You feel like you're going to actually see that same person, know their name face to face. I think it's so valuable.
Let's give a great example. So I'll give one great practical question. One great practical question is, how much time do I need to be in treatment for? Right?
Yep.
Let's say you've got a savings of $50,000 and you want to go to treatment. For most people, 1 month of residential treatment and then back home is not enough. Everybody in treatment knows that. This is, you know, months
of work. Please tell the listeners, you know, I mean, you and I know that 28 days is not enough. So what would you say is standard for you?
Yeah. I mean, standard for me. You know, with all given
standard for the clients you've seen,
six months of treatment. I would say 6 months of treatment and aftercare, lots of aftercare. Mm-hmm. I mean, people need a lot of help. The addicted population is also getting a lot younger, and so it's not just addiction; it's life skills, it's discipline, it's learning how to see themselves as part of a larger, you know, friendship system or community, developing a recovery identity. I mean, honestly, the real work, you know, doesn't even really start for the first 6 months. First 6 months is a prerequisite to be able to get into the deeper work. You know, first 6 months sober, I'm stable enough to do the deeper work. And so if you got $50,000, back to that question, you know, you got to be careful if you're going to spend all that $50,000 in the first month. Well, then what?
Right.
You know, and so you want to call that treatment center and say, I got 50 grand. What's my best plan? Because I know that that I need 6 months of treatment. I know that I need 8 months. Where can I go? How can I get help with that? You know, I mean, that's the reality that you and I know. And we have to be careful. You don't spend your life savings on 1 month and all you really got was learning how to sleep well and you get loaded tomorrow.
Right. Right. Exactly. Well, hopefully also insurance, a lot of these treatment centers take insurance. Insurance providers, you know, are covering treatment these days for the most part.
It's huge. I mean, with all of the flaws in the insurance system, and there are a tremendous amount of flaws, the fact that a person can have a decent plan and go get, you know, a month of residential and 3 months of outpatient or 2 months of outpatient, it is a huge step in the right direction. I mean, it is huge.
Absolutely.
You know, and hopefully it lasts.
Okay, so, so our advice and your advice today is obviously to seek inpatient treatment first if somebody is in a place of really serious addiction.
Of course.
Or in a serious addiction. Yeah. And then aftercare, of course. So let's, which takes us to what you're doing now with Integrity Treatment Program. What is it exactly that you're providing for people in your program?
So right now we are a small sober community and we are expanding to provide both residential and intensive outpatient services, more of an extended care model. So basically, we want to be able to do is we want to be able to provide that from, you know, month one to month six care, and then, you know, continuing extended services after that. Basically, all we're doing is trying to accomplish what I think is ideal treatment. And we're doing it with spirituality. We're doing it with 12 steps. Obviously, we're doing it with some clinical expertise. I have my own sort of clinical model that has to do with, you know, looking at a lot of addiction as people being stuck in their own development. So looking at it through a developmental lens and finding out where people are stuck, like in what domain, what area of the mind they're stuck. And what's the prescription to help them get unstuck, you know? I mean, that's my particular view clinically of what's happening with people stuck in addictive patterns.
And I think a lot of people...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, no, I think a lot of people would... Well, yeah, they're going to find that interesting and find that appealing, actually. I think people want to get unstuck so bad. So, yeah.
And listen, I think that on some level, treatment, if you go on every treatment website, they're offering, you know, the 20 lists of services, and they're necessary services. And they do that because different people have different problems. And so you need to have sort of a plethora of options. But what really counts in any treatment center, as I said, is, you know, when you make that phone call and you're, you know, who's going to be working with me, who's gonna be working with my kid. And so the, for me, that the main thing about what we're doing is it's about trust. It's about honesty. It's about, you know, somebody calling us and us saying, you know, we actually don't think we're right for you. You know, here's why. You know, here's why I think this place is better. You know, and so our the name of our place is Integrity, and that's just for us the constant reminder that the most that we can do for people is role model integrity. And if we can do that, then people can learn how to both integrate and recover their own integrity. You know, that name is like my motto, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's a subconscious. It's subconscious, and it's mirrored to them that that's one of the most important principles when you're recovering and when you're changing your life for the better, is to have integrity and to be honest, right? Like you said. And to obvious, and I think also a lot of parents call me up, or I have people's family members that call me up and say, you know, how am I going to know that my child's ready to come home? You know, and, are they going to be honest with me? Are they going to, you know, do they want to just come home because they miss home, or are they really ready? And so I usually tell them to just really have a good rapport with the facility and the people that work there. So how do you deal with parents? And I'm sure you get these questions a lot. Like, what is right for my loved one?
I deal with parents. I try to deal with parents with love and care and understanding of how difficult the situation is. I try to be honest with them about expectations, timelines, what's going to be required, what's going to be needed, and I try to get them involved. That doesn't mean that I think that family therapy should happen in the first 2 weeks or even month necessarily, but if it can be healthy to have them somewhat involved in the treatment process for just the reasons that you laid out. You know, clients used to ask me, am I ready to go? Actually, almost every client asks me, when am I ready to go? And I always would say, when you're willing to stay, you know, meaning it's about a shift in your orientation, you know, where it's not a big deal if you go today or tomorrow. It's that letting go, that surrender that we talk about, you know, it's that sort of internal shift that, you know, you can't prove, but, you know, somebody says, I think you need to stay 30 days, and you say, okay, I agree. You know?
Yeah, and that's, and I think that's really important for people to understand that it's a small investment, really, and the long investment in your life. You know, if you want to live a long life, do you take the short path, or the, you know, the long and short path, or the short and long path?
The short and long path. Really... It's all a Hasidic story.
Well,
so
it's
the last thing I want to say is that I'm not a fundamentalist in hardly any area, not religiously, not scientifically. The place where I'm becoming the most fundamentalist is about sobriety.
Well, Shai, please tell us, please tell our listeners where they could find you.
Recoverintegrity.com.
Okay, great. This is one of the most important discussions in helping people find treatment for their addictions. Shai, thank you for being on with us. This is Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for listening, and stay well.